Dear, what does one wear after learning her husband can't bear the sight of her? Can I quickly fashion a funeral shroud out of the bedsheets? No, I'm still Mrs. Douglas Simmons, and I need to act like it. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a quote from Mr. and Mrs. American Pie by Juliette McDaniel. It's 1969, and due to a prenuptial agreement, 35-year-old Maxine will receive nothing after the divorce from her airline executive husband, Douglas. After threatening to make a public scene, Douglas and his attorney do agree to give her $250,000 and a crummy apartment in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's there that she makes friends with Robert, the gay owner of a local bar, and 12-year-old Chuck, who lives in her apartment complex. She's leading a lost life until she hears about the upcoming Mr. and Mrs. American Pie pageant and remembers how happy she was when she won the Miss San Bernardino pageant in 1952. There's only one small problem. In order to be awarded the nation's best wife and mother, she needs a husband and children. You'll have to read this funny and poignant book to discover how she convinces Robert to marry her and Chuck and his 2-year-old sister Dawn to play her children, and what they all do when they discover her former husband is one of the pageant judges. Ultimately, this is a story about what it truly means to be a family. If you like to laugh out loud when you read and enjoy a happy ending, you must read Mr. and Mrs. American Pie by Juliette McDaniel. I'm Betty Martin. For more of my must-reads, visit krcu.org.